let's go to finance. A new report has found the profits of the world's biggest miners have slumped by half since 2011 as the mining boom peaks. PricewaterhouseCoopers says higher costs, more write-downs and fluctuating commodity prices have hit the fortunes of the top 40 mining companies, including BHP, Billiton and Rio Tinto. It says that's likely to lead to more mine closures and job cuts.
Now, Australia's financial regulator says it's holding $315 million worth of unclaimed money. Last year, the government shortened the time after which money from inactive bank accounts could be seized, and they shortened it to just 3 years. ASIC's deputy chairman has told a Senate estimates hearing he can't say how much extra money has been seized because of the change, but says it can be reclaimed.
Let's go to the markets. Wall Street lost ground. The fall was triggered by predictions from economists that the US Federal Reserve might scale back its stimulus program as early as September. In London, overnight, the FTSE closed 33 points up. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $93 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $107 a barrel, and gold is worth $1,399 an ounce. The Aussie dollar is buying 96.46 US cents, 74 euro cents, and 63 pence sterling.